Tonight is Joe Biden's night at the Democratic Convention. Barack Obama's running mate brings years of foreign policy experience to the ticket. So if Barack Obama is elected president, who else might he tap to join his foreign policy team? The World's Matthew Bell and Alex Gallifant are at the convention in Denver. They decided to ask around.
So the way Matthew and I went about this story was to head out into the sunshine in front of the main convention venue here in Denver to talk to some delegates. And we asked them who they might like to see in an Obama foreign policy team.
Now, it's worth mentioning that party delegates wouldn't have a vote or a say if it comes to a President Obama filling such important foreign policy positions as Secretary of State, Defense, National Security Advisor, and so on. Now, what Alex and I found in doing these interviews right away was enthusiasm for Obama's pick of Joe Biden as vice president, precisely for his foreign policy experience.
But some other names weren't far behind.
That's right. Bernita Sims of High Point, North Carolina, mentioned two Republicans, former and current secretaries of state under George W. Bush, Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice.
They know a little bit more about what's going on as far as foreign policy is concerned than anybody else I can think of. I mean, they're out there in the trenches, have been in the trenches. They kind of know where the bodies are buried, so to say. So I just believe that, you know, they could, at the end of the day, make very good, at least advisors, in the sense that we need all the help we can get. I mean, we got here through a lot of different, miscues, and it's going to take all of that to get us out and then some. So I think we go back to where it started, see if we can't recreate it and fix what we did.
But Matthew, Colin Powell, along with Condoleezza Rice, must be tainted goods for many Democrats because they helped sell the Iraq War, right?
Exactly. And I put that question to Bernita Sims, the delegate from North Carolina, asked her what she made of that, and she noted that Powell stepped down from his position after the first term.
Colin did transition out. He said, no mas, I can't do this anymore. So I think at the end of the day, let's all get back around that same table, whether it's round, square, oblong, who cares, and let's talk about this thing and see how we can extricate ourselves from something that has cost us billions of dollars, and at the same time, lots of lives of our young people. Let's do it differently.
So for many delegates, doing things differently would mean Obama reaching across the aisle to put together a bipartisan foreign policy team.
For other delegates, doing things differently would mean turning the clock back at least 8 years to the Democratic administration of Bill Clinton.
And here's another delegate we spoke to. This is Fred Hudson from Virginia.
The Secretary of State, a potential person of that nature, might be Bill Richardson from the nearby state of New Mexico. Richardson was a long-term U.N. ambassador under the previous Clinton administration and would be fantastic in that situation.
But Hudson went on to say that he would hope for Obama not to rely too heavily on foreign policymakers of the past.
Alex, we both heard a lot from delegates about the importance of diplomacy, of course, working with U.S. allies, mm-hmm. about restoring America's image abroad. But delegates also got specific. They mentioned the Israeli-Arab conflict.
Right, dealing with a rising China.
With Georgia in the news, Russia came up, of course.
But another perspective came from this gentleman.
My name is Domingo Lopes. I'm a delegate from Brevard County, Palm Bay, Florida.
Domingo Lopes is 77 years old. He's a Korean War veteran. He wore a Purple Heart on his jacket, and he had a veteran's take on how an Obama foreign policy team should act if the senator is elected president.
Now, as an ex-military person, I know what war means and what effects it has on individuals. And I'd like to see a more subdued type of foreign policy that diplomatically is getting the job done without any aggressive actions.
Domingo Lopes there wrapping up our informal survey of Democratic delegates on what they hope an Obama foreign policy would look like and who would help him put it together.
For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.
And I'm Matthew Bell.
And you can see photos of the delegates and watch our video of foreign journalists covering this convention, including an interview with the only Kenyan journalist in Denver. It's all at theworld.org.